Ha ha ha! 97.9 The Rat Race. You're of course on with Donnie D, Animal, and Tara in the morning. That was Gloria Estefan with a little turn the beat around. 7 of 7 till 7 past the hour. And yowza, boy, has winter officially arrived out there this morning.
You're not kidding.
Oh, it is cold. Metro area AccuDoppler is saying to expect mostly cloudy skies today with temps only reaching 2 degrees. That is something fierce out there, I'm telling you. But they're saying, too, with this real feel factor, which includes the wind chill, right? That they're saying it's going to feel as low as negative 10 degrees out there today.
Dad, that real feel factor is big. It is legit.
Yeah, and I'm glad the weather service does that. Tells us what the temperature actually is as opposed to what it just feels like.
Yeah, because you could be overdressed. You know, you're prepped for minus 10 because you're listening to your mind and your skin and your whole body telling you what it feels like. And then the weather service says, no, that's wrong. You know, feelings are deceiving. And so you could probably shed a layer.
Right, or I'm walking around telling people, like, it's minus 10 degrees out here. But it's not. It's actually not 2 degrees. And I just look like a fucking asshole, Dad. But the weather service says, here's all the info. I mean, the weather service is just good guys.
That's the truth. Also, don't forget that in about 90 minutes, Roland Berkeley, our old friend, he's, of course, the GM from that Bernard's department store on Wewata. He's going to be stopping
in. RB!
Yeah, he's the best. And he's going to be stopping in, though, to give us the 411 on what led them to closing down for good and what happened there.
It's a travesty, Dad.
So sad.
Yeah, I mean, that Bernard's location, that's been the anchor for the intersection of Wewata at South 45th, just west of Inglesby, for, the last 20 years, it feels like.
No doubt, Daddy. I don't think that Poke My Face Pokeball's location will survive this.
No, and also Video Game Depot doesn't have a chance.
Well, I think they'll be fine. You know, listen, as long as there's a demand for Big League Chew and AAA batteries, Game Depot will be there.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? We'd love to hear from all of you out there. You know, some of your thoughts or special memories of the Bernard's on Wewata, or maybe what you'd like to see in its place. That'd be kind of. Why don't you feel free to get in?
What
on
a
the,
great
the,
idea, Dad. Yeah, call
get
in.
Get in on the lines and. You know, of course, Tara couldn't help herself. She's already dipped into some traffic talk, so let's might as well get into it. What's it like out there this morning, Tara?
Yeah, thanks, Donnie. Well, as mentioned, it's frigid, so drive carefully and give yourself some extra time to get to work today. There are no major delays. The I-93 4th Beltway 64 207 the 109 are clear, as is the Smith and Boulevard to the West Loop. Definitely want to note that those folks in the outer metro area want to give the road crews a bit longer, especially those off County B. Piggly Wiggly truck there lost control on Stockdale and flipped groceries in the truck. Yeah, you can imagine they're all over the road. And a flock of raccoons. I don't know, it's not a flock. What is a gathering?
I think it's a party. When it's a group of raccoons, it's called.
I'm pretty sure it's a gang of raccoons.
Is it called the gang of raccoons?
They flocked the scene, and the driver suffered no serious injuries from the accident, but he is being tested for rabies due to multiple raccoon nibbles. There's no telling when County V will be clear. That's all I have for you, Donnie.
Yeah. Thank you, Tara. I tell you what, I could be more excited for this morning's show. In just a few minutes, we're going to be welcoming an insane guest. She's amazing. The one and only Rachel Tracy. A lot of people in the metro area know it. Aside from local stuff, she's been on Dr. Oz.
She's huge, Dad.
The Chat, the Chew, Harry Connick Jr.
Dad, listen, I've said it before, and I will say it again. We were all robbed when they canceled Harry Connick Jr.'s talk show.
You know, that's one of the only things we agree on, Animal.
Yeah, I'm still not over it.
Yeah, we're going to trust Rachel Tracy to bring the zings because she is the author of The Ultimate Roastmaster. And her last book was called Burn. I like her already.
This is going to be fun.
And she's the founder of an organization with an exciting event in the metro area next Friday. And I'm sure she's going to tell us all about it. But it does sound like she's a real tough comedian, you know, so we can't wait to meet her.
Yes. I
just hope she goes easy on me.
I don't know. I can contest that she's funny because I saw her on KUPN last night. As you guys know, I watch it to fall asleep every night. I was kind of in and out, but I caught Rachel's segment. And you know what she said to Charles Chasson?
Oh, whoa, shout out Charles Chasson, best PM newscaster in
he
town.
He is the best.
Yeah, he is. But she was all cheeky. And she said to him on air, she goes, looking good, Chuck. You gained some weight.
Oh my! Oh. She did not. She is nasty. That is nasty to come at him right on the. That's crazy! Wow.
The ultimate roast master. She lives up to it. You know, I think I might just go through my Dr. Oz DVR recordings. You know, I got them all the way back to 2016 because you never know what you're gonna want to look up. You know, for medical research. You know, but I gotta see how she burned Dr. Oz. I gotta find her app.
Yeah. I'd love to hear that too. It's so rare to hear of someone making fun of the OZ. I mean, really, really, really hard to get over on Dr. Oz. I mean,
yeah, he's a super nice guy who is always right.
And yeah, I'll tell you what, she couldn't come on a better day because today, of course, this is our annual weigh-in day. We're going to be weighing in here. Of course, our fans and listeners, get your calls in now so that you can weigh in on air. And of course, you're going to get roasted by Rachel. For those few that don't know, every January, the overlords here at the I Smiley Face Audio Empire, they want to make sure we're all healthy enough to fuel your morning drive with great music and laughs. So they have us do a physical and then we all get on this
deal. It is absolutely not necessary for us to do this weigh-in on air.
Well,
for the record.
If we don't do it, how could we ask our listeners to do it? So
we don't have to ask them to do it.
Yeah, but we should.
Yeah, we really should. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, if anybody's nervous, I'll go first.
Get up on there, Daddy.
We get one last bite.
There it is. Oh, 132.
What? Oh, man. I thought I was... I lost 7 pounds, actually, over the holidays.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, be careful out there. There's some strong winds this morning, Dad.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. You know what, Don? You don't want to hold any empty plastic bags when you're outside, or they might whisk you up into the sky. Like, you know, if the bag filled up with air, and then you, like, lifted your arm up, and it,
Fair enough. All right, here you go. Animal, get up on that scale. A little bit of a step for you. It's a lot. Right, here we go. Look at that.
Oh my gosh.
214. You dropped some pounds.
I got down 4 from last year.
Seriously, though, bud, every year I'm shocked you aren't 3 stone. I mean,
I have very hollow bones. Yeah, whenever I get picked up in a bear hug situation or I am the arms in a wheelbarrow race, you know, people are always shocked.
Tara, you're up. Go ahead.
Climb up on up there. There's no law. In fact, isn't it like a law to make women go on a scale in public? I think there's a law against
that. Tara, this is tradition, okay? Laws don't apply to traditions. We've explained that before. I mean, is it legal for Santa to break into your house through the chimney? No, but it's tradition.
Now, come on, Tara. We can't bring out Rachel until you get on the scale.
Tara, get up on the scale. No. Grab, Animal, grab her arm right there. Grab her. Tara, get on the scale. Get on the...
Whoa. I mean, Tara, you don't look like you gained 30 pounds since last year, Ribbit. Yeah, maybe we can't tell because of all the scarves.
Gain 30 pounds. I probably gained like 4 or 5, like most normal women do over the holidays. It's totally normal.
Oh, if you say so, Tara, but where are the extra 25 coming from then? Would you get rocks in your pockets or something?
Tara. Is it rocks? Do you actually have rocks in your pockets?
Kind of. I have crystals. I got a crystal from my Secret Santa. My Secret Santa was Heather, CNHR.
Shout out Heather CNHR. You know, she gives the best unexpected office back rubs.
She gave me an amber, which I guess is a crystal for warmth. And then I thought that was nice. I Googled it and I realized there are a bunch of other crystals for other things that I needed. So I bought a crystal for love, you know, because...
You don't have it.
Right? It's not there. Yeah, sure.
And I got one for strength and one for clarity and one for joy and intuition. A whole bunch of them. And I just feel like if I leave one of them at home, then I won't have that thing that day. And I don't want to have a day without, you know, warmth or joy.
Dad, I bet Rachel will have something really funny to say about women who rely on crystals. Oh, yeah.
That's right. Let's, Luke, if you could, Luke the Puke, get her on in here. And Rats, go ahead, start calling in. We're looking for your weight. And of course, we're looking to hear what your thoughts are on what should replace that beloved Bernard's on Wiwata that is closing down. This is just a sad day.
Just breaks your heart, Dad.
It does. But we're going to live in this bad boy up. Joining us in the studio, the ultimate ultimate roast bastard. This is going to be a fun time. Everybody, welcome Rachel Tracy to the show. Good morning, Rachel. Welcome.
The roast master herself. Are you ready to burn?
Hi, Rachel.
Yes. Hi. Hi, guys. I'm so excited to be here. Yes. Burn, burn, burn.
We are thrilled to have you here, Rachel. Now, real quick, let's start off with a quick burn. What would you tell someone who fills their pockets with superstitious rocks? Like, just right off
Donnie,
the top here.
Don't walk into a river.
Oh!
That's pretty good advice.
Rachel. Rachel's in the house. So why don't you do this? Why don't you hop on that scale? What would you say? Animal, she's about 5'8", right?
I
would
5'8", 5'9", maybe, 5'7".
And,
yeah,
and get Rachel, on that scale. You can keep protesting, but you have to do it. It's like, it's not a law, but it's a tradition, which is above a law.
Yeah, can't break tradition.
You guys are hilarious. You guys are serious.
Yeah, no, come on. It's a weigh-in day.
Hey, sorry, guys.
Luke,
I just have to pop in here and say it's actually against policy to ask a woman to step on a scale on air.
This is ridiculous.
I'm sorry, Luke. Where were you when I broke blood vessels in my face 10 minutes ago trying to stay off the scale with this information? Where was that then?
Well, because this is for women.
I am a woman! I am on my period right now.
Oh,
that's how much of a woman I am.
I'm telling you, this is why I should have the drop button over here, because you never know when she's going to pop off about this stuff. But anyway, why don't we do this? Why don't we get some callers?
Let's get on the scale, Rachel.
Don't take the edge off, Rachel. Here's our first caller, Dad.
You're on with Donnie, Animal, and Tara, and the delightfully wicked Rachel Tracy is here this morning. Who am I speaking with?
This is Kay. Hi, Rachel. It's a real honor. I saw you on the news last night. That was so cool.
Oh, thank you so much. That's really sweet. So, Kay, are you on your way to work?
Oh, I've been out of work since October.
Snap! Chapsticks, yeah. Okay. Oh, wow, you went straight
I don't
to
know.
The heart there,
Rachel. How did she find that so quickly? But that's amazing. How did she do that?
It's very impressive.
No. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to hit a sore spot. Definitely not my intention. Yeah, I know.
You use the word intention. Rachel, I'm just wondering, is that... So what you thought about with Kay, was that intuition with that job thing? I'm just wondering what you see for my future. Do you see divine will?
Oh my God.
Tara.
Well, okay. So one of my first goals for the new year is to get a job, and the other is to lose 5 pounds.
Yeah. So where are you at now? Okay. Pounds wise.
Well, I'm definitely overweight.
What?
What's the number, Kay?
We're looking for the
what's the number, Kay?
What's the scoot? Give us a number here.
I don't, Kay, don't answer that.
Come on, Rach, come on.
Are you kidding? They love it. This is why they call in. We promise. We won't go easy on you, Kay. Neither will Rachel. What's the number?
I'm around 180.
Oh,
gosh, I can't believe it. That out loud.
Please tell me that you're 6'6" or something.
I hope you're not driving on a bridge, Kay.
I'm not.
You sound short, Kay.
No, you can't tell.
You're
you don't.
Not
no one sounds.
She sounds short.
Height. You know what, Kay? You sound absolutely lovely. And I gotta say that the best way to go into a job interview is with confidence. And body positivity is so, so important.
In terms of body positivity, you're preaching to the choir. And I am positive that Kay's body says, have your cake and eat it too. Am I right, Kay?
Good luck with that goal, Kay.
Thank you, Donnie.
Wow, what a roast on that first caller. So how do you think we did, Rachel? As a roast master, how did we think we did?
Yeah, scale from zero to roast master.
I gotta be honest. I'm confused. So the fans call in and then offer their weight and you berate them for it?
They truly love it. I was confused too when I came on the air. I don't know. I'm no physiologist, but I'd chalk it up to Stockholm syndrome, I think. Yeah,
I'm not a radio person. I'm not going to tell you how to run your show, but this kind of goes against everything I represent and believe in and stand for and actually want to even be a part of. So
That's a good one. You know, you always
look
at
us. She's turning it on us.
The lady does protest too much.
Such a straight face.
Should we move on? You know, let's see what the next caller has, Daddy. We're lighting them up here.
Light them up. Send them on in. Good morning. Who's this and how much do you weigh? Show us right now.
Hi, this is Andrew. I've never called into a radio show before, but I'm feeling inspired.
Woohoo! Breaking the seal, Andrew. I like it.
Attaboy, buddy.
See, Rachel, they love it.
I've struggled with my weight my whole life. Sorry. This is actually harder than I thought.
You're doing great, bud.
Yeah. You know, you're not alone in that journey, Andrew.
That's right. He's had all this fat with him the whole time, too. Oh, yeah.
Everybody has fat.
You're getting there, Tara. You're getting there. Now try to make it funny and not just me next time.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, this year I set some really strict goals, and I lost over 85 pounds.
Wow!
That is great.
Congratulations, Andrew.
Congratulations.
I'm really, really proud.
Wow, yeah. That is incredible.
Let me ask you, Andrew, did you get a leg amputated?
Now there you go. That one got me. Now you're getting it, too.
Thank you.
So what are you at now, bud? You know, you could be lighter than dad, you know, because I do feel like I can hear a little fat.
You can't hear it. It is. She is jowly
you
on the line.
You cannot hear.
Yes, you can.
No,
you just got to listen close, Rich.
Okay.
No, definitely not thinner than Donnie. My goal weight is still 100 pounds away, but I know I've made it through the hardest parts.
Yikes.
Thank you guys.
You've still got
another
100
more?
Wow.
I'm going to jump in and just say that it sounds like you're really figuring out how to change things. And that's so important. You know, this is really about a lifestyle change. Even the fact that you called in and you were so open and honest, that is so brave. So, Andrew, just keep doing what you're doing. All right. You got this.
Yeah.
For
real.
Totally.
All right, let's drop
it. I'll drop Andrew. You know, Rachel, if I may, we're really doing everything we can here to make you laugh and to get a classic Roastmaster Rachel line out of you that we could, you know, highlight, you know, maybe put on our website page, and, you know. But I got to say, I think the zings just aren't flowing for you this
morning.
Yeah,
I'm with you on that. There's something you're holding back a little bit. I mean, I think you could let loose.
Why do you want zings from me? I'm sorry to be so confused, but I was under the impression that I was here to talk about my book and our event next week, and we haven't.
And I want you to know we can't wait to talk about this event. I mean, like I said, second half. It's not often we get an ultimate roast master on the show, and lots of comedians come through, and we love our comedians, but jokes that poke fun at people and our listeners. I got to say, that's probably my favorite.
Yeah. My book, The Ultimate Roastmaster, is about roasting vegetables, which is the best and tastiest way to reap all the benefits and the nutrients. So stuff like beets, carrots, sweet potatoes. There's so much about sweet potatoes in the book.
And then you insult, you know, comedically the people who eat them.
Yeah,
oh, that's funny.
Shots at vegetarians. Vegetarians have it coming.
I don't want to disappoint you guys, but I mean, I think that the books are very entertaining. But I mean, I wouldn't call them funny. I'm not a comedian.
Huh. Okay. So what about Burn?
Burn is all about burning calories and doing everyday activities, just really about making fitness really accessible for everyone, every body.
Okay, well, that's great. You know what? I disagree with you, Rachel, though. I think you're funny because I saw you on TV last night.
That's right.
When you told Charles that he was fat.
Exactly.
That was hilarious.
Why would you think that I said that?
Because you nudged him and you like side smiled and you went, looks like you gained some weight.
No.
Oh, Chucky had it, Kevin.
No. Chuck Chasen has very publicly chronicled his ups and downs with severe Crohn's disease. I mean, it's been debilitating for him, and it's really hard to keep weight on when you're dealing with intestinal issues like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, I feel like
I've always been more of a Channel 8 guy.
Yeah,
so
and good
I
luck, Chuck. Congratulations to Chuck Chasen and everybody.
It looks great.
I saw the Roastmaster and the Bourbon thing, and I just skimmed over. I see it now. I do see this, you know, on this paper.
Dad, it's really an important lesson as to how much crossover there is in just in terms of words between nutrition and insult comedy.
Yeah, I think some of that ambiguity has to be. Maybe somebody should be policing that. Well, I tell you what, Rachel, we are so excited to hear about this auction. Because I think we made it clear, body positivity may not be as clear as we'd like to do, but it's a huge theme for us here, something we live for here at 97.9, big fan.
Yeah, we want people to feel good about who they are. We love them just the way they are. It's not the physical size of the person. I always say it's the size of their heart.
Oh. He does say that.
You want to be careful that you don't want a large heart. That's not good.
Yeah, we are saying
of course.
And I'm guessing you have a bunch of exciting sponsors and auction items to tell us about.
Yeah, you know, I do. I just kind of don't want to be associated with what has gone down. Maybe we could just edit all of that out.
Yeah, we are live. This is already out.
I've tried that, Rachel, a bunch of times.
Okay. Yeah,
can't unring that bell, unfortunately. Yeah.
But we can't wait to hear about this.
I'm guessing there won't be a buffet.
That's not gonna
doesn't matter. Should be great.
Yeah, but you know what? We can't wait to hear about this exciting auction. So for our listeners, hold your calls about the weigh-in. You're perfect as you are. But we do still want to hear about
she's leaving. She's leaving.
She is heading out. Okay, yeah. But in the meantime, let's go ahead. Let's get back onto the air. This is a little Gloria Estefan with some Turn the Beat Around. Tara, you need to vet your guests better next time.